At Bulleye High School, flooding has damaged the school overnight and it's closed today for cleanup, and that may very well take a couple of days. Justin Huntsdale's out at the school checking out the damage. Justin.
Good morning, Nick. It's an extraordinary contrast here because it's such a nice sunny day here at Bulleye, and I've just been for a tour through the Bulleye High School, and it is it's quite devastating actually seeing just what must have taken place here last night. It's like parts of the courtyard, the old gym, would have become like a wading pool with the amount of water that's been through. You can look at the mark on the walls to see how high some of that debris has gone. And at various points around the courtyard, they're probably about half a metre.
Right, okay.
So there's bunches of debris strewn through the courtyard, pieces of trees and branches and leaves all piled up, and there's been members of the SES, electricians, various builders, inspectors, all sorts of authorities here this morning inspecting the damage. The school's closed today, in case you didn't hear. The acting principal hasn't said when it's likely to reopen, but just looking at the damage to the carpet, to the floorboards, to the cleanup that's going to happen here, I can't see it being open in any less than 5 days.
Really? 5 days? Okay. So we understand there's something like 15 classrooms damaged. How much have you seen?
Yeah, and I've seen the old gym, the courtyard, even the staff area. Like, that wasn't even mentioned in the classroom count, but the front office is soaked when you walk in on the carpet. There's mud through that. It's a massive cleanup effort here that will be underway over the next few days, and it seems like they're on top of things, but the ramifications for people affected by this is huge. You have the students who now have 5 days off school. There's people doing their HSC here at the high school. You've got the parents who have to find some alternative arrangements to looking after them. So some fairly major damage here. And even along this street, Ursula, that we're on at the moment, people have been pulled over on the side of the road or hosing down the driveway or even doing some repairs to their cars. It's actually quite extraordinary and such a contrast given that it's such a nice day here at the moment.
All right. And is it obvious where the water's come from? I spoke to the SES this morning and they said it's ground flooding. Can you see where it might have flown from the escarpment down the hill and into the school?
It certainly seems that way. There's a lot of mud across the road as I look west towards the escarpment, but you can see that where it's come through and entered parts of the school, there's obviously parts where it just hasn't been able to escape and it's piled up, much like a wading pool, as I suggested earlier. When I turned up here this morning, Nick, I was able to have a chat to the acting principal. The man has had to make a lot of phone calls this morning when he came in to inspect the damage, and he spoke to me this morning.
I'm Lou Tome, the relieving principal of Bulleye High School.
Lou, so when did the news come through that there was damage here at the school?
This morning I received a phone call at 6 a.m. from our general assistant who just got to work with the cleaners and let me know that there was extensive damage done to the school by floodwaters.
Did you have some concerns last night when you were seeing it bucketing down?
No, I was at home concerned about my own house, but didn't think that there was going to be any damage elsewhere to our school. This is quite an unusual occurrence.
Tell me about what people are finding as they turn up to school here today?
When we have arrived at school, we've found that there's been considerable flooding of the downstairs areas in the school, so therefore the whole admin block, the maths block, the industrial arts block, the music block, part of the HSIE block, and the old gymnasium have all gone underwater. By looking at the water line, it looks like that it's probably about a half a metre of water went through the playground, and there's considerable debris spread all over the playground.
How long is it going to take to clean this up?
Look, at the moment we've got the SES present, we have JOS Asset Management Group present, plus departmental representatives. We are walking around trying to do an accurate assessment, and until that's done, we won't know exactly how long this is going to take. We certainly won't be operational for students today. Having said that, any parent who has the need for their children to be cared for, we do have staff here. I will not make a comment about the rest of the week until I've got further information.
Okay. Is this unusual for the school, being hit this badly, or is it a flood-prone area where this happens whenever there's a downpour in the Illawarra?
I've been here for 8 years. We haven't had this problem.
And in terms of the clean-up effort, is it how serious is that damage? Is it stuff that's going to require building repair, or is it mainly just a clean-up?
Definitely a huge clean-up, but also there will be carpeted areas that will need to have carpet replaced, I would imagine.
Okay. Well, in terms of getting that message out to people, I mean, it's not quite 10 o'clock yet, but are you seeing people turn up? How effective is things like social media in getting that message out there?
I think the media have been very useful in this. We have not had... we've had one student who has turned up today, and we certainly will be communicating via the website and other means, certainly the media again, to keep people posted on what's happening tomorrow and beyond.
Is there anything else you wanted to add, Lou?
Other than thank you to the community for supporting us and understanding the situation. We'd like to have the school functioning as soon as possible, but please be patient and listen to the media. Thank you.